Political analyst Dr. Eric Odrosai says technocrats who advise politicians in their line of duty must turn up to their duties. He said they should not fear to give professional advice that will save the country from losing money through lack of due diligence. Dr. Odrosai's comments come after the resignation of the Minister of Transport, Jifa Ativo. He also had issues with the process by which Mrs. Ativo turned in her resignation. Dr. Odrosai spoke to George Asikwe.
I think that if she has indeed tendered in her resignation, what prevented her from making a copy of the resignation available to the people of Ghana? The letter that is circulating, or the document that is circulating, which I have cited, is a letter written by her personal assistant. And the personal assistant did not sign for Honorable Jifa Ativo, but signed as Egypt Kobla Kudoto. For me, I have a problem with that, because if you think you want to resign, you resign to the appointing authority. And if you want to make it a copy available to the public, make a copy of the original letter you sent to the appointing authority, to the public. Again, she could have waited for the appointing authority to respond. Once she has resigned, I think she's giving the government an opportunity to do an in-depth investigation into the matter. But again, I don't think she took the decision alone, though she is ultimately responsible for the activities of that particular ministry. She was definitely advised by a chief director. She was definitely advised by a director of finance. She was definitely advised by an internal auditor. What is happening to these public officers who advise the minister to take one decision or the other?
You think they should also resign honorably?
Not only resignation. Before she resigned, she should have fired them, because they advise her. And if the advice tends to be wrong, before she resigns or she is fired, she should have fired them before resigning, unless she thinks that she has a case. But even if you have a case, you don't resign like that. But many a time, when some of these alleged corrupt activities happen, we lay the blame squarely on only politicians. But politicians always act on the advice of technical officers. So my position is that the chief director of that ministry shouldn't be sitting there by now if his minister has resigned. The director of finance and the auditors who reviewed this document before making a recommendation for payment to be effected should not be sitting there. What is making matters worse again is that the honorable minister is not a signatory to the bank account. Even if she gave the approval, the chief director and the director of finance were the people who signed the check. So even if the minister has erred, didn't they see it at the point of payment? I think we should be able to segregate blames that are given to politicians and that of technical officers. You are a civil servant and you are supposed to be very professional, politically neutral. What prevents you from telling the politician that this that you are doing is not good, it is against the ethics, it is against internal control system or public financial management practice? Say it and lose your job honorably, if only the politician has the gut to be able to sack you for saying the right things. I think it is about time professionals in civil service capacity who are there to provide technical advice to politicians stand up to their calling. It is very important.